go. You're good to go.
Okay.
We told the people to come in at 6:30. You're free until then.
Okay, we're going to open the meeting. The recording started. Everybody, we're being recorded. Open the meeting. Additions and deletions. There aren't any that I'm aware of. Good. Citizens input. I don't see any. 9/11 address change. Bruce Lenore.
We got on hold.
I told him to come in about 6:30.
So Bruce will be here at 6:30 to discuss that. Same with Seth for Lamar County.
Yeah, but I do have a couple questions. Who's this lady that wants to put her input?
Oh, that's at the end. That's the plan.
On the town plan.
On the plan.
Yeah, that's the town plan. I have that at the bottom.
She's from Healthy Lamoille Valley.
Yeah, but she's a day late and a dollar short.
Then we have a meeting.
That's my opinion.
No, that's what this period is for. They're having a meeting, so that everybody has until that meeting to put their input in.
That's fine. Then she can go to a planning.
Right. This is a heads up for you in case the Planning Commission agrees that they also want to change so that you're prepared to say yes or no.
Okay. We'll talk about that down on 15. It's a four-year information today. Anyways, animal control update. How are we doing this week?
One dog bite.
But we haven't heard from Faye about it yet.
Okay. No report yet from her about it. Okay. Health officer update. Same thing, I suppose. Dog bite.
Yeah.
Nobody else sick in town, I guess.
Let's look at them orders.
Let's look at them orders.
Let's go, baby, go.
I mean, you get the whole meeting done before it gets in.
I was told this is going to take all night. Right, Molly?
Well, I didn't know.
The packet looked big.
Well.
Don't drink this.
Sometimes the packet is not that big. You know, it is what it is.
We're going to invest in a timer. And it's going to be one of those sand
Tim,
ones.
Did you notice when I figured out how to delete those blank pages for you?
I did. Thank you. Or what you really should have done, just to be Molly, is print it on there. This page intentionally left blank.
What did they do? Put propane in the tank at the garage?
I don't know.
It says town garage.
Oh, yes. Yes.
It's full.
They didn't put very much in it. It's just like they filled ours.
What did they put? 30-something?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just top it off, probably.
Yeah, they topped yours off before the rates went back down, but before the...
Oh, they topped them off before the rate went down?
Before yours went up, they topped... Before we got the 309 for the last one, and then we called and talked to them, they filled yours, and then they filled ours yesterday.
And what's the rate on yesterday's bill?
Can I see the rate?
309.
But
we're hoping they're going to drop it.
They're going to
drop it. Greg rode the slip from Hutchins. I found we ordered 4.5 yards. I figured the small load charge was 4. It's 5, so they charged us a small load charge on top of that.
I'd lean on that.
So now he was asking questions about how much concrete is. I was just wondering what the price was.
I heard it was $197 a yard on the truck. But
that's 3,000 pounds.
That's for 3,000.
4,000 pounds.
4,178. Small load charge. $285.
That's what I'm saying. So you got a half yard more. You could have done.
Yeah, for
that's not right.
For $80 more, I could have gotten the full thing. They'd been better off to send me. I guess that's on me, but now I know. Mm-hmm. Because before, it used to be 3 yards.
But back in the day, they always told you, if I'd order up 3 yards, they said, well, listen, 4 yard minimum, that's all okay.
Now it's 5 yards.
Yeah.
So 178 is what they...
178 a yard?
A yard for 4,000 PSI.
Yeah.
For 4,000. 178.
So the,
what did I just say? 197?
Yeah. To form up, we formed up the end of that header on both sides. We got $900 and something worth of materials for plywood and 2x6s and stuff.
Yeah.
And then that. So that head wall, we got away a couple thousand dollars plus our labor.
Right.
But, yeah, that's not.
How much of them blocks? How much is that going to be for that pre-header?
The block?
No, but that pre-header, remember you...
$22,000.
Yeah, crazy. Right. Crazy expensive that was.
Yeah. Thank you.
$172, you said?
$178. I'm going to write that down.
That's still a lot.
$178.
I used to get it for $30.
Well, you're right. In places, around $400.
Around $400.
Yeah. So, used to be... Take that 178 and you
double it.
That would give you your price. You'd be around 350.
Yeah. Well, but you're getting town discount.
Well, I don't know if the town gets a discount.
Well, they must because Harrison told me the other day 197.
Okay.
On a truck. Or maybe I just get charged more because I came out in a car. Oh. Really just looking for, you know, big outliers, right?
So the porta potty, is that down to the ball fields?
Which one?
Tappan?
No, that's the greeter. There's two on there. There's one for greeters. It's from Tappan. And then something is where the ball field got theirs.
The town paid for the diving up there to the...
Well, it's under a grant.
It's under.
Oh, okay, that's a grant.
Yeah.
Just like my paycheck, it just passes through. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Just passes through.
You get a paycheck? I don't know why Melissa just didn't make mine out to my wife.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
She'd probably do a direct deposit if I asked her.
She would. Would it make it easier for you?
It would, especially when you don't always cash your checks.
Oh. You have talked to her.
She misplaced them.
You have talked to her.
Don't look at me. Oh, I'm part of it.
Is that another one here, Tim?
No, it's not a big deal to print a check. It's just sometimes when you don't cash them.
I've been pretty good about giving her the check every week, so.
Yeah, that's
because
I walked into the house with them.
That's funny. I took it with me up to work the other day and handed out the other ones. And then when she came in with my coffee break stuff, I handed her the check. That way I'm sure to get my coffee break.
That's one way to get it.
Yeah.
She's already seen that one. That's the one with the,
yes,
the porta potty on it.
Yeah. And the greeter program is done now?
Yes.
Yeah, they should. I guess you probably are going to sign that.
Yeah. Yep.
Hopefully they bought them for everybody. You know what I mean? Ain't saying nothing out loud. Probably making noise on your recording, isn't it?
Yeah, it would.
This one, I don't think you signed.
Okay.
I can't. I think this one you already looked at, I think.
Probably looked at that one and my name was on it. That's why I didn't sign it.
Right. I think you're correct, but I don't know for sure.
I think there should be two of those. Or just one for paying all the bills. Is there two of them this week or just one?
Only one.
You usually got the one for...
Well, no, I take that back because sometimes if there's 3 weeks in between, there might be some on a payroll on.
Yeah.
Or on the same week it's payroll. So there might be two. Did we pay some early? I think we did.
I don't see you on this one.
You paid Country Home because you had to pay by the 10th.
don't think I see you on this one. You probably can't sign that one. I don't know.
No, you can sign this
one. Okay. Yeah, this is the one you can't. Right in that neighborhood.
Yeah, 5:44, because we had time to do that. We talked for a few minutes, then we went up, and we were in here by 6, so. Every year they ask that same question.
What's that?
What do we got to do to get rid of the lottery? It can never go away. It has to stay in place. That was part of
to get rid of it?
Yeah.
Maybe we could offer them a lifetime purchase of a campsite for, I don't know.
You'd have to do that in the lottery.
You'd have to do that in the lottery, yeah. Meaning they're pretty fortunate they can do it.
Well, that's probably why they're asking. It's the same ones over and over.
Yeah, but you never know.
What happens, though, is when you have a couple new people throws their name in for the lottery, and then they take one of their sites.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
It's only fair, right?
Well, that's the reason for the lottery is because to be fair across the board.
If somebody else from wherever wanted to show up here and get a campsite, how would they get one if we didn't have the lottery? It'd be very difficult for them to get.
See, years ago, they never moved their campers out.
Never even moved right them there. All winter.
They stayed right there. And then their sites were always set up, and they didn't have to take stuff down. But by law now, they have to anyways, because if it stays there year-round, they had to pay taxes on it.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. So I think that's all in it. Mm-hmm.
All day, didn't scratch your glasses. Look at that.
You better knock on some wood there, dog.
Minutes. You guys,
I didn't have a problem with
that. No, I didn't know. They looked fine.
Okay.
What's your make pipe? A motion except the minutes for
September 23rd.
Yes, it was written.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have that. I don't have to sign them or anything. So then what are we doing? Highway Department has a couple of updates that I'm more or less aware of already, but that's fine.
Griggs Road is completed. Molly has all the paperwork for that. We've got the Culverton up on North Road. Supposedly they're going to start next Tuesday going to reclaiming. And he's going to let me know if they can do Oduso Road or not. If it's going to fit in, if it's going to, well, that's going to be more than an apron. It's going to be up through the intersection.
That was hollow. Yep. Yeah. Just a little hollow.
Yep. We're going to go down there and change a culvert there, the upper culvert. I told Norm I'm not going to cut the one down on the pavement by the state road until I know, because if they can't do it,
I don't want a hole there
at the end of the pavement, so. We've got one culvert change on Ethel Ridge Road where it had no wooden culvert bridge.
Oh, down around the corner.
Yeah.
You started go back that way before the long trail crosses down in there.
Yeah. They got one to change there, and then one up on Melissa's Road there on Tree Farm Road, Class 4.
I was talking to somebody about the Edsel Ridge. I didn't know that was just wood. It's all log trucks out of the top of the thing. Okay.
Well, it lasted for years going out too. They held logs out of there for years like that. But yeah. It's just that they're getting tender. Mm-hmm.
Trees starting to rot.
I've got a 30-inch culvert down there.
Yeah.
So, in the last culvert I purchased from Brian Grand Store.
Oh, yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah. So, there's a savings.
Yeah.
It's $8 a foot, but you take 80 feet, $8 a foot.
Hey,
it's $140.
Yeah. In today's day and age, anything, any dollars a dollar.
And they deliver them for $25.
Ooh, oh, cheap enough. Fire up your labor.
Dropped right at the garage for $25.
Yeah, cheap enough. Yeah. So it sounds like...
This is what I was talking about, the markup.
Yeah, it's awful. So you were... A couple of meetings ago, you were really, really... Like, we were deciding whether you were going to have... Now it sounds like you're catching up pretty good.
Weather stayed pretty good.
Weather,
for you,
didn't work with that.
So we didn't get a lot of rain where it was mucky and all that in here.
That's awesome.
I'm thinking we got about 908 yards of sand left all.
Wow. It's been really all. I met him one day. I had to go to Morseville again and come back home.
He's all done driving for now, so.
Yeah. So it's just you and Ryan?
Yeah. We're going to concentrate on the culverts, and then we'll go back to that afterwards.
Cool. Nice. All right. So we're going
to... And all the trucks are up and running good.
Yeah, okay. Knock on wood.
Well, I got the new one's got to go down to be checked out.
There we go. Just every roll.
One of them's got to be checked out before winter, before we suit it up.
But you got everything all welded up in between with your brother-in-law there.
Yeah.
You got everything
all but the wings. We gotta
but everything else on the bottom, we got all that other stuff welded up for you.
Yep.
And bodies
are good. And
the paint job, you're happy with that so far into there and everything with that?
Me too.
Good.
Okay. So we're going to move to 11, ratify additions, deletions. We didn't have any, so.
None.
Grant this update discussion. You've got to sign this letter of intent to participate in the Municipal Roads Better Roads Category Grant A Road Erosion Inventory. Oof, that's a mouthful. So this is the letter that we have to sign.
Sign, yep.
It's a grant to go through and update our... culvert inventory?
It's
the one that you sign now and you pick something later.
Yeah. Hydraulic.
They give you so much money.
Oh,
okay.
It's just saying that, yes, you want to participate.
We want to participate.
Yeah.
So.
That's on that one that you were talking about last week?
No.
No.
This is the one where Alec would come and talk to you in the spring and pick a project.
Okay.
No, that's the other. I have to apply for that one. That's Better Back Roads. I have to actually do the grant for that one.
Yeah, that one we have to apply for, right?
This is, we want to participate.
This
one usually get drawn for unless there's Mondays on
it. I can make a motion that we should sign this letter of intent to participate in the Grant Road Erosion Project.
Seconding.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. We're going to participate.
Before I forget, while we're on grants.
Date?
Colleen emailed me today. You guys signed letters of support for the two grants. She needs to be recorded in the minutes that you guys approve of her applying for the grants on our behalf for the milfoil and the greeter. Same grants we've been doing.
Same ones we do every year. Okay. So that we'll have to add that to what? Where do we add that in this agenda? In under grants?
We have to do it on this meeting here.
Right. No, but where do we add it?
On the agenda.
Other business.
We can do it on other business,
FYI, other business.
FYI, other business. All right, so we signed that letter of intent. Signed final grant submission for Blakeville MRGP.
Yep, so you just got to sign there.
Right, I don't think we need to make
a motion. So we're almost there on that with everything, right?
Yeah, I've just got to wait for Alec to get me the pictures and then all
the hydraulics, everything's been done just about on that one.
No, no, she's talking the culvert we replaced this.
Oh, I see.
That part of this, the better.
It's not the bridge. Okay.
Yeah, the stuff that Alex applied for.
Thank you. But I don't think we have to. This is already done. We just got to.
Yeah, I just need
to make a motion to go ahead and sign the paperwork
for the
MRGP. To get reimbursed for the work that we did on the MRGP stuff.
I'll second it. Favor?
All right.
Opposed? Nobody's opposed to getting money, I guess.
Bruce.
Hi, Bruce. Hello. How's going everything?
Well, not too bad, I guess.
You think about it, don't you?
Try to get right.
Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Think about it, didn't you?
Yeah, I guess.
We're going to have winter?
No pool tonight?
We're going to have winter again.
Yeah. No pool tonight?
No, it's a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Also today. Another formality. Yeah.
Are you still helping?
Just first get reimbursed for the office grant.
Yeah, Steve.
The energy grant.
Oh, no, yeah, I have to.
I'll make a motion to go ahead and sign that.
Yeah.
Grant paperwork
for
reimbursement of the MPRP.
Is he still playing pool?
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
He's still going. Tim's got a date tonight.
Yeah. I got David dinner. David. I'll throw 2024 on
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah, well, let's not do that.
Now we need to move back up to number four.
And we got to move back up to number four, which is 9/11 address change with Mr. Bruce.
All right, let me give you a lowdown first.
Please.
It's pretty simple. Bruce has an odd number on the even side of the road. We had to assign a number for the lot he sold on the other side. The state said, hey, this number's wrong. Can we change it?
No.
Okay.
Apparently somebody many, many, many years ago must have made a mistake. Because I do assume, because my old house was 2319. That's Dean's house. That's across the road. And my sugar house is 2126. That's an even number. And that's how much I drove. But where I am is where my mother always was. And my mother always had 2063. And the town or the barman or somebody come and put a sign on right at the end of my driveway that says 2063. And my house has got numbers on it, 2063. And apparently everybody's GPS is fine because I had people come from out of state and stuff and they plug in 2063 and pour it in my door yard. So the 911 ambulance knows where that is and the fire department knows where that is. So changing my address would really screw up. I'm already trying to get my mail moved from my sugar house to my house, which I still get more mail at the sugar house, way more than I do at the house. But we're getting things. Every time you get something, you change your address on it. Eventually, I want to get all my mail to come at 2063. But see, I didn't have. I had the 2126 at the sugar house way before I built the house.
Right.
So that's why I still, eventually, I hope it'll come a day. All my mail come 2063, and then the other world, Dakota or somebody else can have that if they keep a mailbox here. I put my mailbox across the road, and the reason I did that, I knew Scott was going to probably have a mailbox, so I'm going to, we're going to plan on putting his mailbox on the same post mine is. You know, I'll build a thing on top and be two mailbox, and then we'll have one mailbox to clean out. I mean, both of us, I'll clean out the mailbox and I'll be cleaning out his mailbox same time. Rather than having one right across the road from each other and have two mailboxes.
It'll make it easier for mailman too.
It'd be easier for the mailman, and the mailman don't have a problem with it. So, I don't see any reason to change my address, because if you change my address, then it wouldn't be a problem except for the Postal Service. It's going to be all screwed up again.
Well, so I got a question. This might be a dumb question, but that's okay. I've asked those many times. What does that have to do with the Town of Eden and the Select Board?
Because it's your decision as to whether we change his address. Ultimately.
How does it become our decision?
Because the state is asking you to change his address. He doesn't want to change his address. So they're saying you make that
decision. The state is recommending that we change an address.
They would like you to change the address, although we've had this conversation before. They understand that sometimes you may not agree and you don't have to agree.
Okay. It's all because they want to have odds on one side.
It's all about emergency services.
Yeah. But the thing
also,
being is that was there. My grandfather, my uncle was there.
My mother was there. She had Lifeline, and they come to 2063, right? They pulled her in the yard.
I don't understand, I guess.
A lot of this years ago, when Walter was in charge of the 911 stuff. They went through and they changed a lot of names of the town roads and everything. Because when I first moved up there, I lived on Redbush Road.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, right.
You still do.
And then all of a sudden, my address got changed, and I went to 219 Baker Road.
Yeah, Baker Road now, yeah. Right? Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah. I don't understand all this changing.
Well, I think what happened back when Walter, I remember when Walter
did yeah.
And they, you know, they did a fine job. Somebody screwed up.
Yeah.
And give my mother 2063. Well,
they measured
it. Must have been that, around that time.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah,
but that was, what, the early 90s?
Well, they measure it, right?
Very likely, back then, they didn't care which side was even and odd.
Probably didn't.
Some bureaucrat decided
sometime
between then and now that we need all odd numbers on one side and all even odd numbers.
So I read this morning. I didn't know that the even and odd. I never paid any attention.
Yeah, it is. But
yeah, I never paid any attention.
I kind of thought when they gave me 20.
I didn't know it made any difference. Why would you?
Well, it's not true everywhere, because I'm 155, and I'm on the left side, so.
Yeah, but are you on the...
Or maybe I'm on the right side. Depends on where you are on the road, isn't it? Don't
I? Okay, it
just ends right there. So
all I'm saying is I would appreciate if you just leave well enough alone, because I don't want my mail all screwed. I've had enough problems with my mail already moving around, so
yeah, well,
just like to leave it the way it is.
What I'd say is, as long as Bruce is living there and the mail is there, until it's when it be, the property becomes sold,
right,
then that way there, the new owner can take and fix it at that time.
Yeah, I agree.
When I'm dead, you can give it 007 if you want.
I guess. Do we have to? Should I make a motion that we've decided that we're not changing Bruce's address?
I think so. If you want, so you want to record it.
You want to second that?
Second it.
All in favor?
Stay at the 2063.
Stay at the 2063.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Done. So be it.
Thank you.
And I feel if they're going to change it, when if a new person comes in, new people move in there, whether it's your grandson or whoever, at that time, then you can change it at that time.
Got to change the name.
Because they'll have to change their mail from wherever they come from at that time anyway, so that would be the time to change it.
That's right.
That would be a perfect time to change.
Why throw a monkey wrench into that?
Why screw something up at any problem?
Thank you, guys. Thank
you.
Thank you, bro. Thanks for coming down.
Yeah.
Did we skip?
We got to go back to number 5.
We got to go back to 5 with Mr. Seth.
Yep. So,
this is the stuff we asked for, right?
It is, yeah. So I'm just here to follow up on the meeting about the future land use map from a few months ago.
Thank you.
I think Alec was met about a month ago as well. So we took the input that the select board gave in the past. This is just for the record for the future land use map in the regional plan. The big discussion was regarding what to do with the area around the Eden Central School and the Eden Mills. In a previous iteration, there was a village center area around the school. I understand when Alec met with you, that wasn't what you wanted. So it's been changed into a transition area. And that's what, under the statute, reflects. Yes. I'll give those to you. Where there's an existing mixed use and commercial development, but not a sort of historic
village center. Still have the village center as Eden Mills, right?
Yeah.
And up by the lake there.
Yeah, so the village center in Eden Mills now is...
it's still there.
The core and then the lakefront. And my understanding was the map you saw from Alec had a hamlet there that there was discussion, which is a point as opposed to an area. Alec's takeaway was that you did want, after the second discussion, a village there. I know our first select board meeting was that you wanted that not as a village center. So it can be either. Just want to make sure it reflects what the select board is, looking
else?
For.
What is else? I'm sorry to catch up.
Not a problem.
I had to orient the map before I figured out where we were.
Yeah, no problem.
So you got transitional. What does that mean?
Transitional is in that those are the areas where there are existing sort of roadside commercial development.
So we got a post office, a restaurant, and a school.
So you've got the post office, the restaurant, and the school. The reason for including that as the transition as opposed to the rural general is to ensure that there's no confusion, that you want the post office, restaurant, and school to continue and be able to grow if someone else interprets the map in the future. That's why the transition is
there.
What
you just said was a mouthful right there. You're talking about the people down in the state that are going to look at this map and say, oh, well, you've got all this other property that says LC Rural General.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're not going to let you build anything on that.
So,
or some other arbitrary decision.
Yep. Right.
And we won't not have to get too far into the political end of this. That's what's happening here.
So I'll tell you, you know, again, this is driven by statute in the regional plan. We've been very explicit and happy to share the language that in the rural general, as well as the rural ag and forestry, Lamoille County wants to continue to see small business, rural subdivision, ag and forestry, you know, consistent with the local objectives. So for our language, that's the case. But I think what we're trying to do is make sure there's full protection as much as we can. Through
understood.
This. Yeah.
And what is LC Enterprise?
LC Enterprise.
Oh, that's the gravel pit.
The gravel pits. And those are the gravel pits. Yeah.
I see where they are now. And what's the difference between that?
The gravel pit and also the solar field?
Looks like it. Yeah. Yeah.
Must be that. Because part of it was Tatro's and the other part's Harvey's.
Yeah.
And then Harvey's has the part of that transitional fill-in is the
10 acres in front of the school.
Well, he has all his trailers. Harvey owns all those lots.
It's a trailer lot, storage
units are there.
Storage units, and then you got
he rents some trailers.
Yeah, but he's got lots down through where you go into the gravel pit, plus you got lots on Winter Lane.
Yeah, those are the purple ones.
Elm Lane.
So the orange ones are transitional because they're privately owned. They're not enterprise owned. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good clarification to have.
So what did it end up going with up here, the village center up in Eden Mills?
That's what it looks like. And that takes in the whole end of the lake.
It does in this map. Yeah.
In this map, which is just... feels weird to me.
That's
because I live on this side of the mountain and Eden Mills is on the other side of the notch.
Yeah.
So there's like a dividing line there, kind of.
So what advantage is it for us to say that that's the village center?
Yeah.
So
curious.
The major thing that will happen is that in the village center, primary thing that happens is that you'll have the ability to then apply for the area to be eligible for the village center tax credits, which help with things like code improvement for commercial and rental properties.
So that's the store, the church.
Yeah.
There's almost no...
But that's just...
All the rest of that's residential.
It's all residential. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure it out in my head what...
Then how come Howard Menosh's gravel pit isn't marked the same as the other two down here as a commercial unit?
Which one would that be?
On North Road.
Right there where you go on the North Road.
Yeah. Which parcel?
Well, I'm not exactly sure because
It's hard to tell because it's so small.
It doesn't have our town roads on here. So
as a gravel pit, it should be there. So I'll ask
Alex. It's right in.
Yeah, see, it should be. It's going to be somewhere. If this is going, because this is the lake, we're not that far. It's got to be somewhere.
No, this right north here. Road here.
Wherever
north,
I don't
know.
Yeah. Just to reference north road. If you go,
right here, this large portion right here.
If you do it right here, because there's 100, and you go up around right here, go up north road.
This gravel pit
is all over into here behind this.
That's probably it.
Well, the stores. Right here, so
yeah,
and this is David Walters. Say approximately, because it's hard to tell, is right here, and right up on
there. I got mine turned around, but this line is North Road, I think.
Yeah, gravel pit, North Road. Okay,
that's just around the corner.
It's that big lot right here.
Okay, you think that?
Yeah, it's probably that. It could be that big green one.
That's
behind the church. Yeah, the church
right behind the church. You have all them health lots there, and then you turn onto it right there.
Yeah, that big lot.
I would say this is North Road. It comes in here.
And they've got it marked.
That should be marked the same as what Harvey's gravel.
Okay.
Yeah, so gravel. I'd say it would be, yeah.
Okay. That's.
Thank you. I have them scribble in the one up by South Collins, and it can be a gravel pit.
Again?
Without a permit. Anyways, that's what this is all getting down to. Is.
I'm just saying, as
far as
money, whoops, I'm sorry.
Well, go ahead. Yep. You're going to ask the same question
okay,
I'm going to ask.
Go ahead.
So what? What gives us, sitting here, the right to say all those residential houses in Eden Mills get to apply for the tax credit, but nobody else does?
I mean, that's a good question.
That's what I, you and I were, sorry, it's exactly what I'm saying.
I know that, so I can read your mind.
So I'm just saying, I'm just trying to figure out what advantage. Why are we put this up here, but yet we're restricted.
Why wouldn't we just, if that's the case, why wouldn't we just circle the whole town and say that's a village center and everybody gets the tax credits?
So.
Just to be, you know.
I think that was the.
That would probably violate the law.
It probably would, but it's not a bad question about. You know, especially with the discussion you had last time we were here about the, you know, old farmhouses and the challenges with rehab and that as an opportunity to create housing in Eden is probably
right,
some of those.
Building them in there.
Well, right. Yeah. There's,
without tearing them down.
So if there's a huge tax credit just in this little neighborhood, not a huge one, but a tax credit.
Any tax credit
in this little neighborhood. What about the abandoned house that's down here on this road or the one that's over on this road or one that's over here?
I'm
just pointing, but I know where there's lots of them.
When you say there's five down there.
How come they can't get a tax credit? Same as these people in this little neighborhood.
If you look this little neighborhood here, and then you go right here around the school system here, all this right here, why wouldn't that be any different than that right there? Or this section here where all these houses are in this area.
Yeah, it's a fairly...
Well, there's a cluster. I think we're all kind of asking why if there's a cluster.
So Eden is an unusual, geographically an unusual town.
Yeah.
I believe it's the largest
land area
in the state.
It is
very close.
It's either the largest or second largest.
Second largest land area in the state. Yeah. So unlike Cambridge, where you got a little village, we don't.
Yeah.
Then it just goes fingers out to
fingers
the
out.
Here.
But here we've got the corner store.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the little burg down around the school. Yeah. There's a little burg around there with a post office. And then we've got Eden Mills, which is kind of its own thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it could almost be a separate town.
Yeah.
Literally.
Because it has the, I mean, it's got stores.
It used to have a post office.
Yeah.
There used to be a post office there and one at Eden Corners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit challenging to pick the town center, the village center, if you will. I mean, how do you pick that? Where are we going to have a parade? You know? We've had parades down there.
It would be down here, more or less, where it
But I'm just saying, it's very difficult in the town of Eden. North Hyde Park, it's easy.
It's easy.
Yeah. There it is.
I agree with
you. Hyde Park, easy. Jeffersonville, easy. Yeah. This is difficult for us to circle a place on this map and say, this part of the town needs to get a bit more tax credit than this part. And I don't want to belabor that point, but I think... They need to understand.
And even look at the small Belvedere, Waterville. They have it, you know what I mean? They're centralized. Yeah. Belvedere, you know what it is.
And let's look at the big picture. We're supposed to be fair taxation across the board for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I look at.
So how can that be true?
So I don't think that's singling out in here. You know, we're asking questions. That's how I'm not pinpointing you. I'm just, you see what we're trying to say in here because people look at this and say, well, that's great in here. I live down this little bit down into here around the store and post office.
Or
and
I some live. Houses.
Yeah.
Or just these people.
Yeah.
Just right. Beyond this one
just
center here.
Yeah, no, bowling alley.
There's a whole bunch of
bowling alley lots there.
Yeah.
Each one with a house on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It starts stretching. You get up past the lake. It's quite a few up there on the left hand. Yeah. Both right and left. So they say, okay, then why don't we bring that to the fishing access?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
And, I do.
And because, listen, we would, you know, we work for our money. We'd like to have that little credit break.
Are you talking like about, us. So when you're talking about the village center, you're talking about like, well, they, back when I was young, I think they called it urban renewal.
Mm-hmm.
Is that kind of the same thing?
It,
where they're saying all the village centers not doing well, so let's go in there and prop up. They did it to Hyde Park Village, remember? They painted all the buildings and
yeah,
did a bunch of work. That's what you're talking about.
I right? think that that is, and just for clarification, the tax credits are specifically for income-producing properties, so commercial and well, rental.
Right, again,
so all are, those rentals down about, on the, that are Airbnb and down on the lake are getting going to get a tax credit?
Well, no, because they don't extend. Oh, they would.
They right do along Lake George Drive.
Right yeah. Here, yeah. So,
yeah.
So can we not have a town center?
So the statute is such.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
So the statute is such that each community should have a town center unless there clearly isn't one. You can have multiple, too. So if there are areas where you feel like for Belvedere was going to have
the old school,
Belvedere Center and Belvedere Coroners, not Belvedere Junction. And I get them confused, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, the corners is by the Old Mains, and there's the junction and the center, and then the junctions down to Waterville and Belvedere line.
Yeah. So if you feel so, there's also the option of having Eden Mills as a hamlet, in which case it would be identified as a center, but there would not be the tax credit eligibility.
A hamlet.
So then,
where does that fall in the little paper? Is that
so then
somewhere?
The smart thing to do would be
So the hamlet's that little dot. So that would be just a dot in there. So then nobody gets anything.
Instead of a village center, it would be pink. So it would be a village area. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the
hamlet.
No, hamlet.
This little L.
Yeah.
Little dot way up at
third
the top.
One down. Oh, there. Third one down is a dot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the question. So I got it. So you said something pretty good there. You said,
okay.
Unless there clearly isn't one. There clearly isn't one.
And your municipal plan currently says that there isn't one.
Okay.
So if that's the direction you want to go, that's the direction we can go.
Well, I'm just saying, I think in there, that way there is in there, because it doesn't really do anything in there.
If it's commercial only, right?
Yeah.
You got one store.
Mm-hmm.
You got one store. Yeah. You got a restaurant.
Yeah.
How do you get all three of them equal tax credit under the plan without saying three separate centers?
Mm-hmm.
I would say go back and argue that clearly we don't have a
because the tax credit would be for businesses or not
only businesses.
only businesses
that's what I'm saying. So
right, so
but Airbnbs are considered a business. Wow. So those were people that Airbnb and their stuff down on the camps
could be eligible for it. Is that true?
It's competitive. There are credits you apply for, but I think that it is possible someone could apply for
so
that.
I so I say the argument back.
But we don't have to have. I like the
I like
thing
well.
Here.
I don't know if you want to call it a hamlet or just want to make it be.
If our plan doesn't have
what's the transitional again, just to make sure I know.
I would just keep. Why can't it be just a rural general area?
You could do
the yellow.
Yeah,
have it all yellow, just like the rest of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because we clearly, as you said, clearly we don't have a an industrial or a temp village center where all the commercial stuff is. We got
right.
We got three commercial things in town other than gravel pits. Mm-hmm. I get it, but. We got three, and they're completely separated.
Yeah, they are.
So
if everything was yellow in there, except for your this one and the one you assume we'll make now up here on North Road, and there a gravel pit become the purple part, and just those. Is that correct? Pretty much.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
I like that, and everything is all the same.
So you'd also like the yellow, the transition around the school to be yellow too. Am I understanding?
Transitional that? Just means that it could be used as.
Yeah.
But our town plan very specifically says any of this can be commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So I don't even know if the transitional.
Yeah, if somebody was to buy a piece of property, they want to turn it into commercial property, they could.
Yeah. I don't know if the transitional even makes any sense, to be honest with you.
I don't think it does. I think I think the rural makes it into there of what we got because.
Yellow. Okay.
Does that make sense to you? You don't think that that makes sense?
It's not forestry, it's just rural general.
I think it reflects what you have in your municipal plan and what you've explained to us.
That's what we need to do.
We'd like to say, we're kind of like to stay pretty extreme.
I think anything that is a residential home site,
mm-hmm.
it should be a rural general, not ag and forestry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Because if you're going through different things. I mean, otherwise, if you look at this map, all this is ag and forestry, which it isn't.
No.
No, yeah, fair.
So why wouldn't that be all fall pretty much other than the thing in here, fall under rural, instead of putting it, unless it's going to be.
So I think they went by acreage, by the look.
There was an acreage.
So they just did a cutoff by, looks like maybe a 10 acre.
I believe around that, yeah.
If you look at the sizes, anything that's bigger, got a green,
mm-hmm.
even if it had just one house on it.
So what's
the look at right here. This is where my house is. That's Mark's. This is mine. This is where Tina is.
Yeah. So they for whatever reason, you're so far from
this is forestry.
Is it forestry?
Light green.
Yeah.
Ag and forestry. Which this is the farm.
Yeah,
and but then you go over here and where all these
houses. So apparently they didn't do like a acreage cutoff because, like you just said, there's all kinds of little ones.
There's all kinds of little ones.
It
just looks like they went through and tried to create your village center.
Why is this all yellow?
The area around the school.
Yeah,
and then we kind of everything else is rural general.
Or forest, the state land that they own, whatever.
We're trying to, in my brain, I'm trying to simplify this down to, leave us the most options,
right?
You know, mm-hmm. without restricting us in the future, but also kind of reflect what's going on, right? So to me, I don't know who made the map. You?
This was made by our office based on the guidance from the state and our past meetings with you.
Right. But who looked at this and went, oh, that little teeny piece of property right there should be forestry, not somebody's house lot, and should be yellow, green, not yellow. Who decided that?
So Alec and Conrad started with the guidance from the state, which is the rural ag and forestry is the larger contiguous parcels, and then really it was a process of based on our last meeting and based on what's adjacent, filling in from there. But the rural general extending would be consistent with what your neighbors in Belvedere and Waterville have asked too. I will say that we,
meaning the yellow
portion. the yellow
because then it doesn't make sense just how this kind of went like this instead of going here. There's houses in here too as well.
Mm-hmm. So following, there are like these where there are the narrow long lots those follow, moving more of those to rural general.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, these are all those lots up on North Road, those bowling alley lots.
Yeah.
Spaghetti lots.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then that would be.
There should be some more of those right there. Mm-hmm. And those are all yellow, and the ones on North Road are all green.
That's when that 10-acre rule came into effect.
Right, all of these.
Yeah.
But look, all of these are green, all of these are yellow.
Yeah.
And they're the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And all of these are, the ones all around Merch.
I do.
What's the name of that road now?
Connecting
them. Shover Road. These are the ones on Shover Road.
Yeah, this is all North Road here.
Yeah.
That's all North Road.
Yeah,
all
this is Shover Road over here.
This is Shover Road.
Yeah.
So, anyways, Yeah, I think that's I think anything that's a primary residence needs to be yellow. And I don't know how you guys figure that out. You can look at it. I don't know. You can figure that out.
Well, you must have a geographical or your aerial, whatever you guys do.
If you've got a giant plot of land, this, mm-hmm. right? I mean, if it's clearly a farm, that's a different story, isn't it? You live there like Reels or...
Yeah, you go over through here. And but, even with Leslie's, she's considered, because she has enough acreage where she's got horses that could be considered...
Right, so there's some stuff that sits on the edge, but...
Yeah.
But really, I think there should be a lot more yellow.
Yeah.
No purple. Or whatever that color is.
Pink.
No, this town center.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Issue.
The lavender.
And then you got some LC Enterprise.
The Enterprise will be the gravel pits.
Yeah, it'll be the gravel pits.
And then Howard's, Nick's gravel pit up here.
And should the stores be? The stores and the restaurants be that? Kind of a lavender, purple enterprise business?
Those are explicitly sort of industrial type uses. So that was what...
What color do they end up being? Oh, the gravel pits are industrial.
The gravel pits
are... Okay, got it.
I think what...
Stores and things just fall under whatever they are.
It may be beneficial on each of the stores to call them out with the Hamlet dot, so each one of them is called out. But the surrounding area isn't pulled into like a center.
Yeah. Okay. That would be slash stores or something.
Exactly.
You're gonna do away with this section. This will become this.
It's all here, that.
Exactly.
Slash store. Oh, perfect.
Except for the gravel pit.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a single family home, or even multiple families on one lot, that should all be yellow.
Yeah.
So the yellow
becomes more.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is 10 years from now, when I'm gone, somebody from the state's going to come here and go, oh, look, you poor son of a gun, you got that 30 acres. But way back, Tim Bullard and those guys decided that was ag and forestry, and now you can't slice up your land and sell it. Right. That's what I worry about. Mm-hmm. It ain't going to happen tomorrow. 10, 15, 20 years.
Is that what the other towns are doing, kind of thinking that they want broader, like we're talking about, a broader area, or they're comfortable with their little, with what you went with?
It has varied. It has varied a bit from town to town, but I think what you're talking about is very consistent with what Belvedere and Waterville
our border towns would be that are smaller like us. I mean, as far as
I know it's probably some work for you guys, a little, you know, to do this stuff, but it's like, I think it's important, and like you said, not for tomorrow, but for 10, 15, 20 years from now, when the state decides you can't do anything with any of this green land, I'd spin over in my grave, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the regional plan is going to be very explicit in that teal area about the importance of this, of rural subdivisions, I recognize that your concern isn't about what the regional plan says, it's about what the state says.
It's about, because they're going to reach right over the top, and they're going to do what they want.
And that's happening more and more, so that's our concern here.
Yeah.
So if we set a precedent here saying, you know what, this is all this yellow, and so that means it's open for development, right, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then they have a little tougher time. I don't know if it'll stop them, but it'll slow.
It's not gonna stop it, but it's broad. We start when we sit down, when they look at it, when they do this, and gone, and here they go. Well, 15, 20 years ago, this was their thought when they did this because they wanted.
But next meeting, we're gonna have somebody show up here from this 30-30 and 50-50 commission, and tell us they want 30% of this property under state management and. It's conserved forever, and by 2050 we want 50% of your town property conserved forever. It's like, wait a minute, where do we put them 70 houses? You know, where? So the town plan, LC, Lamoille County Development, I mean, that's and that's what it all ratchets back up to the state, is to try to develop the rural areas, try to make us more, drag us out of the Stone Age or whatever they think.
70 more, was it 30 years?
72
in the next 5 years.
But then on the other
side, that's not realistic.
Yeah. On the other side, the other thing coming down from the state is, oh, we want to conserve all this land and turn it into, you know, wildlife sanctuary.
Town forest.
Town forest. Yeah. So we get a lot of, that's a mixed signal, pretty mm-hmm. significantly mixed.
Especially when we.
So we're sitting up here trying to ride this rail.
The growth and stuff into here. Because we're talking about this before with you, about that we just on the Blakeville, there's five houses down there, older houses in there, you know. So what do they do? End up tearing, having to tear them all down and build new ones.
Yeah, you know, somebody.
There's a lot of homes that are available or they're up for, well, they could be for sale.
We can go a long ways into the quote unquote housing crisis they're stirring up. I actually dialed into the, I don't remember how many, it was a couple, 3 months ago on it. Mm-hmm. I dialed into the statewide meeting for this. And I stayed there in that as long as I could take it. And it really is a whole bunch of bureaucrats that really don't understand. They think every place is Jericho. Mm-hmm. And more populated than that, right? That's not, doesn't work up here, unfortunately.
And your map pretty well does that, shows that part of it, the small pieces of properties and stuff that are here.
Okay.
The open area.
So I think you got the idea, I think.
I do.
And it sounds like we're in line with our Belvedere neighbor.
And I
thank you for this.
Appreciate the map. Yeah, we can keep this, right?
You can keep
that. Made it a lot easier for me to understand this.
It
does make more sense to put any small areas into yellow.
It just makes more sense. Mm-hmm. That way it can't be restricted later on by some other arbitrary rule coming down from the day.
Take your pamphlet so I can look through some more. Wanted to read that.
Definitely. Take a look at that.
The day.
And that gives me yours and the state's regulations too.
Did we throw a monkey wrench into your stuff?
No, I think that... I think that you're reflecting what your plan has consistently said. I'd say that the state of Maine has a process that recognizes those sort of single important crossroad general stores much better than Vermont does.
Yeah.
That would be good for towns like Eden if we had something similar, but we currently don't. And so what you're talking about is, I think, reflects it as much as we can with the parameters that the state has given us.
And maybe a letter from the planning committee to them saying what you were just talking about, what Maine had, would make more sense.
Probably be a legislative law, change, right?
It would be.
Or.
That'd be, what's our guy's name?
Mark Higley. If they put their input.
Yeah.
But your input's not going to hurt. Like, you guys think that that's the thing in there, you know, they get it out there, maybe it gets a conversation going. That's what it takes, you know, down there.
Yeah.
Because they got to have a conversation and then figure it all out, you know.
Yeah. I think that does. Yeah. And certainly the many of the concerns you're expressing have been.
Because if you don't stick something in your spokes down there once in a while, they'll just keep right on running.
Just keep going. And they think, what I got, the bottom line I got out of sitting through that meeting on the, you know, on the computer, Teams, whatever it was, the folks that are driving this, they're all from, they're urban. They're all from an urban area. They don't quite get the fact that Eden isn't a single point on a map. It's a big, giant area, you know.
If you can walk, I mean, it isn't, they're not used to that, where you can go out and take this long trail. And if you want to walk, you can come clear out and walk in clear to Montgomery. If you've got the ambition to go over a ridge and back without seeing.
You guys don't.
You know what I'm saying?
Crassbury's in Orleans County, right?
It's wild. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're not used to that.
So you guys don't.
That live in this area, just kind of, it's the way our nature is.
You guys don't do. You guys don't do Crassbury. But somebody must be doing.
NVDA is doing.
Let's think about Crassbury, right? You got the common, you got the village, you got.
They got all. That's a good place for like the
where the little store used to be at the end of Eden.
The commons in there. If you're familiar with that, they do.
Yeah.
They got a lot.
They do the same thing.
And they go, they that's a village. You know, they got the core of them. You know, over there in there.
But still, it's hard to. How do they pick one?
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You know. Mm-hmm. I mean, where the little store and the storage units used to be at the corner of Eden.
Yeah.
East Hill, was quite a little spot there. Everybody used to go there. Now it's nothing.
Yeah.
So right. It's just stuff.
Well, places change over
places
time.
Places change, ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate all your
thank
work.
Thank you very much for
the information, and I hope we didn't bury it.
No, we'll
understood what we're going for.
I do.
Here.
I think I got it. I think I do, and we'll work on those revisions.
Awesome.
I know you already sat through one of these meetings, but I'm bringing you the flyer for the next one.
Yeah, thanks.
This is the follow-up meeting next Tuesday, the 21st, from 6 to 8 at the Taegu. There's also a Zoom option.
Yeah, that's what I did last time. It kept me out of jail.
Yeah, so there'll also be opportunities in Rutland, Newport, and Windsor. If you want to come in person, you can. We pushed for more public meetings in the rural regions.
The one I attended, via Zoom was in Essex, I think. It was the closest one.
Yeah.
To here. And they just did that with the school thing. You're aware of that? Has nothing to do with you, but you're aware of the nearest school redistricting meeting, I think, is in Williston.
Oh, is that where
there's
it is?
Anything north
nothing
of here?
Northeast
not a meeting anywhere north. North of here. Williston's the most
so
north.
Make
northern
that because Chittenden County's going to control what?
Yeah.
Just saying. I don't want to go down that road. Yep. But that it happens all the time. Anything north of Route 15, they don't care about. Literally, don't care about it. It's really sad.
Yeah, if you go north or east of Clark's Truck Center in Jericho, you're in New Hampshire.
pretty close to right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tell people I work in Essex every day.
Yeah.
People say, where do you live? I say, I live in Eden. They have no idea where it is.
Yeah.
Not a clue. Oh, well, how far is that? That's 45 minutes. Really? There are a few people know where it is, but not many.
When I worked in Milton, it was the same way.
Same way. Yeah. They have no idea we exist up here. And the state treats us like that. And they have for years. My father used to sit, not even in this building. They used to have a meeting in the old schoolhouse.
Yeah.
Or off at the Eaton Mills.
Yeah.
And it wasn't any different then. But we'll just keep fighting a good fight, I guess.
Well, thank you for the paper.
Thank you again for your help.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go to that one.
Yeah.
I'll try to stay out of trouble.
Yeah. Listen to that for a minute and then blood pressure goes.
Yeah.
I do think it would be beneficial for folks from the rural towns to share these concerns directly because
they just don't get it.
Yeah.
We're cutting, but they ain't bleeding. You know, it's very sad, but it's the way it is.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate all your hard work, too. You guys are really knocking it out down there. So we appreciate that.
Thank you.
Keep after it.
Yeah.
All right.
Have a good evening. Thank you.
North or east of Clark's is New Hampshire. I'm going to use that.
Feel free. You don't even need to credit it.
Okay. So now we're back down to office edition vault estimates. We have two.
Yeah, they're expensive.
How'd that feel? Huh? They are going to be expensive.
Did you see that?
No.
So you can't pour one?
We're having a hard time finding someone who'll just finish the inside.
Yeah.
Without building it.
And then there's one company that I got, they sent me that list. The one company I reached out to said they no longer do vault building.
There's got to be a way to do it. We just have to find somebody that knows what needs to happen.
So
the concrete part,
right,
was cheap as you could pour all of it for what they want to do for that one vault.
Yes, this company from
plus you'd have to add the door for it.
Right.
This one from North Carolina was a little better.
Yeah. So I didn't understand
what it was worth.
The math didn't add up.
No, the math didn't add up. If 55,000 to 60,000, but yet the thing was like
30.
So.
If you added this all up in here, it was about 30,000.
No. Well, I think it's 23,000.
Bring it up above.
To get here, you got to pay them to work.
Remainder is vault. Door, freight, and install is $24,000, $33,500. Remainder is vault.
So it's between 55 to 60.
The remainder is the price for the vault. This is just to install it, ship it here, and buy the door. Then the balance up to here.
55 to 60.
Is the remainder is vault. So you got to take this 30.
Add it to the other one.
Subtract it from this, and you'll get how much the vault is.
Okay.
It's still 60 grand.
Still 60 grand.
Yeah. Anyway.
Which is better, cheaper than the firelock one?
No, well, no, because the firelock has a description of all the stuff that's going in there.
They weren't bashful. I like that. They broke it right down for you.
Yeah. I asked the
because
other guy
you look, for you break, look at yeah. everything right there.
Yeah.
Of inner door. The outer vault door, and it, I mean, it went right through on everything.
Floor tracks, top track, roof lighting, seal angle.
That's the modular one.
Magnet and transformer.
That's what this one is, too, that the guy was going to do.
Wow. No, so yes and no. That other one, they would set it up and then pour the concrete, and then we could pour the concrete. This one, the building has to be enclosed. Firelock, the building has to be completely enclosed before
just the slab.
No. What they told me at one point was, did I not print that off for you guys? That the building, it has to be basically a dry building. They will not put the vault up unless the building is complete.
These guys.
Yes, Firelock.
These guys want to put the vault up before the building's up.
Yeah.
Well, they want to set
if you buy three of these in here, we can have him put that in here, and we'll have our money gone. And you'll have a 24 by 24.
So I got a question. So we got records in here, right? Mm-hmm. What's in the downstairs of this?
More records.
Is it?
Well, some of it's records, like old books and stuff.
Yeah.
There's
grant paperwork.
There's a grant paperwork. There's all kinds of stuff that we have to keep for some of it's permanent, some of it's for a length of time. Always actually been working on trying to create a retention schedule so that we know if we can get rid of anything and when.
Does it have to be in a vault?
Yes.
The other question is, and I had somebody tell me this the other day, is why aren't we just recording everything in the cloud or whatever? Do you have to record paper land transfers anymore? Is that legal?
Well, I don't know exactly what the law says, but I can tell you that the records have to be available. The land records have to be available. There are towns that they don't use the same system we do, but they've had their system down for an entire week at a time. You can't get to anything.
And that's against the law, I assume.
I would assume. Some law. I haven't really dug into it, but
if somebody really wanted to push it, they could be.
Nothing like paper.
No, I understand. I'm just trying to figure out about this $90,000 roll.
I think the land records, I think, have to be in paper form. As far as all the other records, I'm not sure, but the amount of work it would take to get them on there because they're not already.
Because somebody, say somebody comes in and they get on your records here because they're looking through stuff here. Whoops.
Yeah.
Everything's gone.
You'd have to be hacked for that.
Okay, so I got another question for you. How much of the stuff that we're storing, like in the basement in that vault down there, and even in this one here, mm-hmm. how much of it is old enough or so far back? I'm not talking about land records. I'm just talking about the grant records.
We don't know.
How much of that stuff can you put in a place like have them come and so hospitals send all their paper records every so often to a storage facility, and they got a tag on them. And after 22 years or whatever, the storage facility stops charging them rent and throws them the trash.
That's basically what I'm working on.
That's what you're working on.
Is figuring out.
No, he's talking about store them somewhere else, here.
No, store them somewhere else.
Oh, isn't that what's his name down here? Down Mooresville.
Yeah, record storage.
Oh, Ed DeBoer.
Yeah, he does record storage.
Does he have vaults?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
But
the whole place is like.
The whole place is a vault. It's got full fire
suppression. What do they charge per year to store
stuff?
Well, I wasn't necessarily thinking of him, but
you take it in, and then you pay so much a month, and then if you need something out of it, you got to pay.
Well, let's look into that.
So,
$95,000
can pay for a lot of storage.
I'm just kidding. We're trying to figure out how to build this thing and go. So what is that?
If we were doing the foundation and we got the estimate of $99,000, $100,000 to do all the concrete work and everything for that.
And that included the vault, right?
That was the vault. Yeah, two vaults. Vault downstairs, vault upstairs.
So that $99,000.
Except for the door.
And that's at $10,000.
Uh-huh. And that was $10,000.
$10,000 or $12,000.
Yeah. What's that any different than this right here?
We need to find somebody to do the guts. Maybe I'll talk to that.
Oh, you mean as far as doing the electrical stuff?
Right, to make sure that it's fireproof.
Yeah, but you just hire an electrician and do that. Explosion proof electrician. All you gotta do is make it all explosion proof.
I can reach out to the electricians
Knows what they're doing.
I feel a little bit like we're going down the same rabbit hole we went down with the R64 in the ceiling, right? Some recommendations for a vault.
Well, there are things legally that have to be done to have your land records in.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to do it legally.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is I think why this one's worth, this is legal, right?
I assume. Or it was at least at the legal day, when
in
it
the
was
day.
Built.
In
yeah.
its day.
I'd say it was.
So I mean, yeah, you can't have plug-ins. You can't have a heater like what you had in there.
Do you know who built that vault?
Yeah. Whoever did the work here in the building, you'd have to look when this was built.
1973.
Is that when this was built?
Yeah. 70, right in that neighborhood.
I think we should do some more research and keep looking.
I
just need to find somebody who knows what needs to happen on the inside. Well, I can't imagine it's going to cost that much.
So the first thing I would think about is find your law says... These are the requirements to store.
Call this Molly. I don't have my phone. I'll call.
I think Molly, did you print that?
What are the requirements to store land records?
The requirement for the box.
Obviously it's not a cardboard box, but it's something, right?
I have it somewhere and printed it.
There is some rules.
Give me a second.
So if you can build a structure that follows those rules, you don't need to spend $90,000. You just got to follow those rules. And use some common sense, right? You don't want an open flame kerosene heater inside the vault.
Here you go.
All of this is all specifications for a vault?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
She highlighted it for
you. Oh, I see. It's got pictures. Awesome.
Yeah, there are pictures.
That's good.
But I don't know, other than land records, if the rest of it technically has to be inside a vault.
It doesn't.
You have to keep it.
Well,
so
and
then
there's
can we
a
look
big
to see
difference.
What he has down there and find out what that would cost us per month or year or whatever to store them, or how long we had to store them for, once you figure
I
out how
get
much...
a general idea. They probably would need an idea of how much we would be spending.
Yeah, right, but I'm just saying, we at this point in here, we're just going big numbers. So all right, it's going to be $10,000 to $15,000 for a year, or it's $3,000 for whatever. Right. Size of this table right here is stacked up 2 feet high.
If we do... Because they had an archive vault and a record vault. If we just do keep this as our record vault and do an archive vault, that's a different
specification.
Yes.
Expect it's a lot cheaper.
You have to respect one of them out, find out what that is?
Yeah. Well, that basically we... There's just...
Just pour the concrete.
Pour the concrete and put like...
But what's considered archive?
Anything that's not a land record. Mm-hmm. That's just historical junk. Like we sign the orders, you put them in there. Archive.
Well, if we could get around that maybe in there, then I think we're going to be our money's going to come through, and you're going to get the building. But other than this, vault's going to be taking up at least half of the money.
Like you, it's still recommended to have a fireproof door on it.
Use your common sense. Use explosion-proof wiring methods.
Right.
Right, you got to have a way to get out of there from inside if somebody locks you in. Simple stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
But it's, you know,
that would be based on this door right here.
Every door should have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the door that you get that was $10,000
should better have
your
a
way of getting out would be the the way you
Oh, no, that's it. Yeah.
You said, the only thing they recommended was making sure we actually had a fireproof door on.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can do a fireproof door without a vault door.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be
a vault door. If you don't have land records in it, you don't necessarily need a vault door, I don't think.
I like how these guys broke everything down. Like,
yeah, it is a good bid,
but this year,
that's a lot of money.
If you go back and look, a lot of it is you got your vault panels, but then you got, well, about 20,000 with engineering stamps and mileage and installation and freight. You know, that has nothing to do. And then a lot of this other stuff is extra stuff that they're asking for, is like the cable trays and the smoke detector for the door, vault door. I mean, that's all.
Right. So I got a question for you, Molly.
Yes.
Where did you get this?
From the state of Vermont.
So this is specifications for a fireproof vault. Mm-hmm. I don't see where this is referenced in any legislation or law that says it has to be this, right?
There should be a section. We'll have to look at
it. We'll have to look
there, it does say in the law that you have to.
And I was reading the law, and that's where I got. That's where it brought me to those links.
So the law.
This is a 4-hour door, the 4-hour vault.
Right, and that's all.
But this one is, I didn't get that. I didn't see that part, but that's a 4-hour.
These are 4-hour systems.
I can get, for the next meeting, I'll make sure you guys have the exact law.
Record vault construction should provide class 125 2-hour protection at 125 degrees, 80% humidity, blah, blah, blah. Damage to disc may begin at sustained temperatures above 150. Microfilm. Paper product begins at 350.
But yeah, I'll make sure you have the
4-hour protection.
Exact law printed out for you guys for the next meeting.
Well, I'm just trying to understand. It's very much like this insulation thing.
Yes.
This is specifications for vault. Mm-hmm. But is it 100% required that you have every detail of this specification?
Well, and that is just for the record one. I didn't look into the archive one because I didn't know if you guys were going to. So what I can do now, I'll look into the archive one.
That'd be awesome.
Itself. From what I, with a quick glance at it, it looks like it was going to be a lot easier for us to.
Just pour a concrete thing and put a door on it.
Well, pour it, and you just have to make sure it's fire, like the electrician puts things in.
Explosion. Easy enough. I can call 5 different electricians right now that do explosion-proof wiring.
I was going to say, I feel like we could easily get that in here. And then just
your heating is one of the biggest things.
And humidity.
Yeah.
You got to put in some kind of air heat.
In which they have those dampers.
They're fire dampers. So you put fire dampers. Yeah. Put them in trash closets where they stack over top of each other because they're docked together. And then they have
this vault ain't vented, is it?
No.
No. Been there for a long time. Seems to be working pretty damn good.
You keep opening the door every day, that's why.
You guys got to open the door every day. Anyways.
So I'll look into the archive vault now.
Yes, please. That'd be awesome.
And I'll have the
like
law.
Like to get everything all buttoned up so that dollars. Next spring when the snow's gone, we could break ground and
pull the trigger, yeah.
We could find somebody that works a little bit cheaper stuff we can afford. I don't think it's getting any cheaper.
I guess maybe we should have pulled the trigger last year.
We just called it good.
Well, if they didn't do all this stuff, I mean.
We could have just got booming.
It would have been done, and that would have been the end of it.
Hindsight.
Says measure pipes downstairs for insulation.
Yeah, so for the office grant, we need to know how much insulation to get, and I don't know how to measure a pipe.
And they're different sizes.
And they're different sizes.
Sorry. Probably a 3/4 and a half.
Maybe one of you go down there. They're different sizes. Like, I think you need a couple of different ones.
Yeah.
And how much of each?
Most generally, it's half inch. You're either going to be half inch or you'll be 3/4. Main line's usually 3/4.
Yeah. So I would get 20 feet of each. You should have plenty.
I can go there. And
then other. There isn't any other. We beat that up. Computer estimate. You must have got us the estimate for some.
Computers, yes.
Yeah.
Them didn't seem that bad. Yeah,
who's it?
That's the one thing that
after looking at them other ones, then I went there to go up.
Yeah, see, I looked at that and I said, boy, they better lock in right now.
Oh, this is, I was looking at
50, 60,000.
Yes. So they were talking about getting some used computers.
They were.
But then he priced out some new ones, and he thinks for mine and Molly's they should be new, and he could use ones for the other ones.
Yeah, and they're gonna image your computers and plop them right on the new ones. You won't even know the difference, except they'll be faster and newer. Yeah, hell, that's not bad at all.
He doesn't officially work for us yet, so that's kind of just an FYI. Yeah.
And
we got used all that money for the COVID. We had to put aside for computers, right? That's all gone.
Okay. Yeah, I think there's a few $100 left there. But
we have a computer fund anyways in there.
Yeah.
Here.
I don't think so.
That's,
you know something?
Very reasonable.
We got that good neighbor fund money. We can use some of that.
I mean, to me, that's more of a, you guys spend the money. You gotta have computers that work, and you gotta have the right.
Well, I think the security is the biggest piece.
Yeah, of that. You gotta have the right people working on them. So.
And when we don't buy through these people, is that what it is? We're waiting for them to come around? If they did this?
Technical service? Well, yeah, we haven't officially hired them or anything yet.
Okay. No, but that's.
And then when the time comes, for them, we'll be ordering our own equipment. So there won't be any markup.
That's right. No taxes.
Right.
We just buy the equipment, they install it, and they come out and do the imaging.
So we got to hold off for that?
Right? Yeah, it's kind of just informational. I mean, if you guys want to motion to say that, yeah, we can buy what we need for computers, and we can do it whenever with whoever.
But we don't know if this is the price with other people, all
right? Right.
Yeah. And what are we thinking, another couple months or something, when we normally use or doing that?
I'm waiting on him, but possibly, yeah.
Who are you waiting on? Bob?
Dan, to get back. They were supposed to. I gave them some more information like a month or so ago.
So in another month or so, you're okay where you are. In another month, we'll readdress and decide whether or not this, if we're going to this direction. I'm asking if that works out. And then, especially if it sounds like we're going to see. I'm not a computer, but it seemed pretty reasonable to me.
It's not bad. That stuff's coming down all the time. It gets cheaper.
Yeah. Your item, as far as the computers themselves, it was $1,923. Right. Labor cost is $500.
Yeah. So what it'll do, that'll be him.
$2,500.
Yeah, that's what I'm
him
saying.
Taking an image of this computer.
Well, it's a lot more when we put that COVID money, Rick, into there, they thought how much that was going to cost when they were talking about for computers then. Yeah. Back
then. Well, we spent more than that just on the junk computers over there. Yeah. Still don't work that good.
We spent more than that just on him coming in trying to get the internet and stuff straightened around.
Bob, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't know him.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
He doesn't do anything for $500.
No. So you get a hold of these guys and move that along, I guess. Sounds like me.
$2,500 if it makes security for you. I mean, I'm on board with that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, like I said, if we do these two,
we got to get these guys hired first, because you said that if we go somewhere else,
it's kind of the same as your throwaway schedule, right?
Right.
You just come up with a,
may not be the same.
Do these two, then do those two, then do those two. Then a few years goes by, we'll do these two again. Whatever.
So she thought
by then, we'll all be wired.
So she'd know more about it.
Yep.
We're going to go in here.
You don't really need
to go
for those. You just have to sign
off. Then she can make a relationship with these people.
But that's where we can address the other calling thing.
That one.
I put all those sticky notes for you.
What's this one?
Yeah, this one's pushed long.
So they're right out of, they're right up out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy is, yeah.
He lives on Backshore. Backshore?
Lakeshore.
Lakeshore.
The front one.
Yeah.
Right up here.
Yep. Boy, he better not cut any trees on his land. He'll double the price.
I mean, he's pretty decent. I emailed him last week because I was looking for a map scanner.
Yeah.
So I've been using a PDF thing, but it's just not real clear. It kind of shrinks it down, and then when you scan it and try to print it out, the writing's not real clear. So I was looking at a map scanner that they had on sale, and I asked him about it. You know, what do you think of this? Is it compatible? I don't know if it's compatible with computers. And he came right over, looked at a few things, researched it. No charging, nothing. Yep.
We need to lock this guy in here and get him in there because his prices were really good.
Right, and he's right there.
Yeah.
And then you just need to sit on that and I'll fill out the rest for you.
Yeah.
Right.
Here?
Yes.
You know, I've lost my paper for my minute.
Did Thank you. So that was all.
There's one more contract.
That was these. We decided on this last time. So.
Well, that's Fred's. That's not Fred's. This is new. This just came in today. It's a signed contract, so we're locked in for 2 years until 2027 for $1.99 for propane.
For the heating for the garage.
For propane.
Yeah.
Right, I guess I'm signing that right fucking now.
$1.99.
That's what it's been, but it. No, but it I'm was just up, saying so. This.
Yeah. 14, you said?
Yes.
Yeah. I guess I'll sign that.
When we last Suburban, we were paying, was at least $4.99. Might have been $5.99.
Okay. Well, we're up to 14 C. Oh, wait. Melissa has her hand up.
I need you to motion at some point for Collins Grants.
Motion for some point.
For her to apply for the grants on her behalf.
So I'll make a motion that we allow Colleen Brennan to apply for grants for the lake for the town. Does that make sense?
Yes. The same two grants we've been applying for the last couple of years.
She's going to do all the write-up.
Program in the mill.
Yeah, she's going to do the write-up, do all the work, which saves these guys from doing it, which is awesome.
Seconded.
Favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have that. So now comes the fun one. 14, Charlie. To clarify the service expectation covered by Lamoille County Sheriff Department.
So that's on there because a resident was in here last week, which came into Poster Land, and just in conversation, she was telling us about how she had some issues last year, and she called the sheriff's department, who said that they don't respond to calls, apparently, and then she called the state police, who just didn't come. So basically, somebody was inside her barn on her property, like squatting. They were physically there, and the sheriff's department said that basically we don't have a contract with them, I think is what she said. So, the question is exactly,
I believe that's a true statement.
What are this we paying for?
It is a true statement, right?
Yeah.
This contract here is for 911.
Right.
So, it should be, when we call the 911 and you get the sheriff's department, they should ship you right through to the state police.
Exactly. That's what they're 911.
They don't respond. But
she didn't call 911.
We also have.
I don't know if she called 911.
We do have something somewhere that we pay them whatever it was. 70.
Right. That they respond and charge us. I thought.
That's for accidents.
Emergency
only.
So she would have had to call 911. And declare an emergency to get him to come up here and get the guy out of
her. She felt for some reason threatened, or there was somebody in there and explained to it, and maybe somebody being squatting in there. Did her life feel threatened or something? In that
it's just a complaint emergency. To get a trespasser off your property. Lamoille County's not coming.
Okay.
I have a hard time with a lot of this stuff here because we have Lamoille County Sheriff's Department driving all over our roads, but yet they won't respond to that.
No, they're up here looking for the...
We're up here working on North Road. They're going back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
On East Hill, they're going over East Hill.
Yep.
They're looking. We got Milton Police cars that are driving through. Yeah.
Hence, the red signs you're seeing popping up all over the place.
Yeah.
Plates, you mean.
No, the red signs.
Does anyone know where those came from?
Where did those come from?
Tim's got one. I don't know where you got
one.
From.
We've had people ask that want one.
You want one? I can let you know after the meeting who to get a hold of to get one.
Yeah?
Yep.
Heard.
I don't think the town should be involved, so.
Nope, we're not.
That's fine. But I can tell you after the meeting where you can get a sign.
After the meeting in there, that's you're just an American citizen.
That's right. And I put my sign up. And that says to call the state police. And that's who you should call. If you got an emergency, in the town of Eden, call 911. They will dispatch.
That's probably a problem. She just called.
She just called the sheriff's department and got the clerk.
That's what we're paying. That is the service. Is my understanding as I signed this was
is only 911.
They'll dispatch that to somebody because your response onto there will go to the state police 911 wherever that barracks is.
Roger did said in this meeting if we had issues and the state police wouldn't respond that he if he had officers available he would send them
for an emergency. It has to be an emergency.
Yeah, for a cost.
For a cost.
For a cost, absolutely. Yeah.
We had the rates here, whatever it was. In that
75 an hour, I believe.
I think so, yeah. Plus the mileage or whatever, and then yeah. Whatever, yeah.
Oh, boy. Do I have to even read this one? So we also, the letter's dated October 8th, but Thursday on my birthday, October 30th, Sheriff's Communications Advisory Board meets at 6 p.m. at the Sheriff's Department in Hyde Park. Budget Approval Governance Structure Advisory Board. Traditionally, towns appointed a select board member as or a town manager as the board member. Looking forward to seeing everyone, Roger Merkel. So we got to decide who's going, Melissa.
I'm not on the select board.
It's my birthday.
Got it.
You see.
It's my birthday. Well, that's what I want to do on my birthday, go to a freaking sheriff.
Is it?
October 30th.
Oh.
I don't think you should be on their board. They won't even respond to our non-emergencies.
Well.
I'm just kidding.
The reason that that's that communication thing, and that's all about the fire department radio complaints.
Oh, that's what's that they call the...
It's the, you know, because they can't get a hold of anybody.
They can't get over the... Oh, what's
since they fooled the radios up. I got a small base at the house there, and I used to be able to hear Lamoille just as clear as can be, and now they fooled this narrow band and gone to instead narrow of a wide band, yeah. We've gone narrow band, and the fire department, they've been working on all theirs, and they got it all screwed up. So now all we get is static.
Oh,
perfect.
Bad.
We can't even when if he has an emergency on East Hill, at the house.
You're done.
You can't hear
no me. Cell service.
I used nothing. To be able to, as long as I was on this side of the square road.
Yeah.
You could see the
tower in Hyde Park.
Yeah.
Now that they moved that, and you can't see that tower anymore.
No, what's happening is they've overloaded the system is because they're taking contracts with, like, Orange County. Is that Montpelier's Orange County, I believe?
I believe that's the right way.
So they're dispatching for Orange County now.
And the bandwidth.
Oh, no, and it's a different channel.
Yeah.
You have to, each one's on a different channel.
Yeah.
And they're overloading the transmission.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Then they divided it, right? They changed it.
Well, they made it narrowband.
Narrowband.
So now, narrowband is much shorter range.
Right. But even when they went to narrowband radios, we were still good.
You could still.
Until they started
filling up.
They're overloading. Instead of, this is supposed to be Lamoille County.
Yeah. Wow.
This is where I'm going with it. This is supposed to be Lamoille County. Let's serve our county. If the sheriff's department wants a contract with them, let them go to Orange County and have a service over there for that.
Put up a tower.
Put a tower up. Put the money in there. That's the way I feel about it. I mean,
anyways. So I assume somebody would have to go to this. I can go to it if I have to.
It's on your birthday.
It is on my birthday, so I guess I better go. I don't care. I can go. That way I'll remember to go.
I'll let you know at the next meeting, and I'll...
Oh, you can go. It doesn't matter. Or we can both go. Maybe we need to provide a unified front.
Are you saying all for one and one for all?
All for one, one for all.
One said, don't volunteer me.
Just all sit over here.
But that's what's happening is... He's dispatching for all these other counties now.
I will.
And there's not enough frequencies on that.
I'll elaborate.
Huh?
I'll let you know. Same time I tell you about the signs.
Once I shut off that recording.
Right. So then we got a couple of FYIs, town plan possible changes, and that was just that lady that...
So this is so far. Yeah, it's just her.
She didn't say actually what the changes were.
No, so if you
I tried reading it, I wanted to see what it was. I went through three times.
No, it's in the town plan. So if you look at the town plan, the stuff that is in red, I guess I should have wrote
it
that.
It shouldn't go in here as in red unless we've okayed it.
She edited it herself, and anything that is in red, where is it?
Mine's not in red.
Why are none of her... when I printed it, I printed it in color. It should have printed in red.
Well, I went through it and looked. I didn't look at every page, and I go, well, I don't know. I've lost something here. I don't know where it is, but I've said I'm
yeah,
not.
No, there's, like, adjustments on every page.
Well,
I've
already taken
it
in red. Butch has read this thing for the last time. I've gone over it. We took our sweet time trying to figure this out in here, and we all sat down and went over this and over and over it because I didn't plan on doing this for
because they want sidewalks and everything else. There's a lot that comes with
there's
your
no,
wants.
No red.
Yeah, there is no red, but when I printed it, my computer's doing that thing again where it won't print when I tell it to print.
Okay, so I'm not completely crazy because it wasn't on this
there,
paper.
I was
going
to say,
so,
you see
any strikeouts?
Well, I may be still crazy.
No, there's no, that's what I don't understand.
I don't see any
strikes
either.
There's nothing.
So it looks like you printed the original.
No, like, it's supposed to be printed with her changes on it, is what I...
Well, that's good. She didn't make no changes.
Yeah. No, oh, there's changes.
No, she shouldn't be putting changes into this in here when we...
We could print out the right copy with the red if you guys want to take it home, just in case the Planning Commission approves.
So she needs
to
go to the... I understand what you're trying to do. Just let us know that she's going to go to the Town Planning Commission and request some changes. Fine.
And as he said in here, they're going there because they look like they're better than these three guys sitting here.
Most of the changes to me were just wording, like it's same thing, different words.
That tells you all you need to know.
Well, can't they right she'd come back in, what, 8 years?
Yep.
Okay.
Is it 8 or 5?
This tells you everything you need to know. Want it? There you go. Next. LCPC annual report. That's this
I
thing.
I did not give you all of that because it's like 30 pages.
It's like hugely. And, that, you know, they're
it's
doing...
It's here if you want to read it.
It's yeah. there if you want to read it.
I didn't figure you guys, all of you wanted to read it, so I didn't know.
And you don't need to waste the paper on me.
Yeah, we're down to other.
Yeah.
Any others?
Yes, we had something that was going to leave the...
Well,
we
did.
We already did it.
We just voted for it.
We just did it.
For the grants.
So that's it.
Yeah, there's the next word, right?
We're up to 16.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.